Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity to stop for a few moments and to listen to God. First, let me read from the Bible. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. So guard yourselves and God's people. Feed and shepherd God's flock, his church, purchased with his own blood, over which the Holy Spirit has appointed you as leaders. I suspect that most people would choose not to be compared with sheep. It would hardly be described as a flattering description. Sheep are rarely viewed as the brightest of animals and are generally understood to be easily led. However, God's people are frequently described as being like sheep in both the Old and the New Testaments. It isn't surprising, therefore, that as Paul addresses the Ephesian elders in his final talk with them, he speaks of their responsibilities for caring for the flock. Paul knows that the church, like any flock of sheep, needs to be guarded, fed, and cared for. The responsibility for caring for the church was so great that the appointment had to be made by the Holy Spirit. That's still the case today. If an individual feels an inner conviction that this is something that they should do, that should always be greatly welcomed. But it isn't enough. That inner conviction needs to be carefully weighed and assessed by others who, listening to the Holy Spirit, will seek to discern whether this is God's will. The responsibility of the shepherd always involves guarding the flock. In Psalm 23, David, who had himself been a shepherd, reflected that the Lord's rod and staff protect and comfort me. The rod and staff, or shepherd's crook, were the means of defending the sheep from attackers, but also of rescuing those that got into trouble. The shepherd had an active and continual role of protecting the sheep, and that's exactly the role that church leaders need to perform today. Life is full of threats and temptations, and the shepherd must be continually alert. There are many different aspects to a shepherd's role, but they're summed up in the word love. We see that supremely in the example of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, who gladly laid down his life for his sheep. We need to thank God that the Holy Spirit continues to appoint people to the awesome responsibility of church leadership. Let me pray with you. Thank you, Lord, for those whom you set apart for leadership in the church of our day. May they be faithful in guarding, feeding, and caring for their flock. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you will join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premiere.